Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everybody and yourself having a great day today. We're going to look at some things going on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Hi.
Powhatan Historic State Park in Powhatan is offering a St. Patrick's Day Dutch oven workshop on March 17th. In the 19th century, homes lacked electricity and gas to see with or cook food. How'd they do it? Well, they did it over the fire. Come learn several recipes from the Victorian dinner table and stay to eat them. Participants will leave with a recipe booklet and the know-how of 19th century cooking. Now, everybody is Irish in Hot Springs National Park on March 17th for the first ever 15th annual World's Shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade. The 15th anniversary will surely be the biggest, funnest, wildest, and most memorable St. Patrick's Day Parade in history. The parade turns 15, and Napoleon Dynamite will be there to fire the starter's pistol, marking the beginning of the zany fun and frivolity.
Wow.
By the way, for those kids of the 80s, Morris Day and Time will be doing a concert after the 93-foot parade.
Oh, I wish I could get down there for that.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Love Morris Day. Now, if you're in the mood for some chocolate, in Marshall, it's the 7th annual MHS Chocolate Roll Contest and Festival on March 17th. Searcy County is the chocolate roll capital of the world. The unique pastry has been baked by home bakers for decades. The public will be the judges by buying a judging card and sampling each contestant's chocolate roll. Other activities include a classic car show, a 5K, arts and crafts, chocolate roll making workshop, and lots of music and entertainment. And finally, it's the 50th annual Jonquil Festival at Historic Washington State Park in Washington on March 16th through the 18th. You can create memories and celebrate a tradition at Historic Washington State Park. The three-day festival heralds the arrival of spring, and thousands of Jonquils welcome craftspeople, entertainers, and visitors to the town of Historic Washington. Unique crafts and delicious foods are just a part of the attractions running from Friday until Sunday. Now, to find out more about these events or anything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right, thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.